cover the yard side from the Me'ah Shaloyach. I just wanted to read a few lines that the Orchis Chaim writes in the Hakdomah from the Besyankiv. If anyone has Hakdomah from Besyankiv, they can take a look inside also, but just a few lines that he writes from the Me'ah Shaloyach.
Hold on 1 second, yeah?
Yeah. You have it either in the Beis Yankiv itself, or you have it in the Sefer Shaar HaEmunah. You said the Chassidus.
Where was the Beis Yankiv that you said over? Like in the middle of the shtickle from Eishalei. Where do you know
which I don't remember. I'll take a look maybe soon. So right. It's in this parasha. There's a bunch of pieces on you and Yosef.
Right.
A bunch of pieces.
No, that's why I'm asking which piece specifically.
I have to take a look. I haven't seen it in a while. I got to take a look.
Where is it in the new sefer?
In the new one, it's on. Nun Zayin. Just read a few lines to cover the yard side that was today.
Umuvchar Tamidav.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vamuram, the next paragraph, next one, the bottom. Yeah. Muram mitalmidei Moreinu Rav Simcha Bunim. The Muram means from the Bnei Aliyah. Chvoid Adoni Avizkeni, Rav Chosai Gan Kodesh, the Malch Yosef. Hu oye echad amyuchet shebechedroi. There's echad amyuchet in the cheder from Ishbe from Pshischa. Cheder sein kotshim shal Rabboi. Asha osa krepshim b'yachoi v'olso b'yodoi. What does it mean you did like krepshim b'yachoi? Ozav kolin yonu yonam hazeh. Umocha beis nachnas avoysov, beis mechias panosu. So you do it. His father Rabbi Yankov was a big gvir, was a very wealthy person, and he left him a lot of. He was nifty young. The Me'ah Shaloyach was a yosim at a very young age, and he left over gevaldik yerusha. He had a house and he had a property, a lot of kalim, and he sold everything. He sold it. He gave it out to aniyim, and he sold it. He should be able to sit and learn. The key to his rag of Lul Moitoire, the Chilkal Atme, Belechem Tsar, Pas, Bemelech Maim, Bemsure, and Imamish was Mustafik Bemud, Lemon Atme, Bebase Medroshoi, Shadrabbe Tisha Shom Retufim, he was there 9 years straight. Yakov Shvoy Zachot Noslem Shom Noslem Base, a few weeks a year, he went home from Al Chag HaPesach. And he says, The Afki Ho Yegeva Cholosh, even though he was a very Shvacha person, Tosha Koyach, Yedua Choydich Machlas Achose, He was a sick person. He didn't have even a coat he didn't have winter clothing. He was saving all the guitar, but the Iki should be able to be by his rebbe.
Ad Chag HaPesach from when?
No, sometimes he went home for Chag HaPesach.
Sometimes he went home for Pesach.
Yeah. He was married, by the way. He wasn't a bacher. Those years was a little different than nowadays. Nowadays it's not advisable, but in those years that was like a normal thing. That wasn't 100% normal, but it was upon more normal than today.
Maybe it's easier
nowadays. What?
Easier not to go home for Pesach.
I hear. The after mitaladu toy hoye onig moid ben la over bracht ne imoy im kolze he was moist nefesh. And let's look at the next tickle over here, not the next paragraph, the paragraph afterwards. That's where he gives out a gevaldik. He says like this: v'hine hu hei chochel the galu is time me toyre b'loshon toyre. He began to remember galu time me toyre b'loshon toyre, or the farsh divne toyre, the seidim mesudim v'nochen lahofitz mayanoisav akdoish matoyrim. You saw them all. You saw that your emes ve'emuna. He began to mefarish divrei Torah, miyusid on the yisoidus of emes and emuna. But limid das the talmidov amakshivim lekoyloi. He taught his talmidim veheisim em kol mevuchos. He took away all mevuchos, all sveikis. He hit them kol asveikis atzrichem beer. Liket soidus nikiyah. The vare divrei chachameinu zal amurim b'martevois levushim amastirim oyram. All the Roshonim of Chazal that seemed to be hiding secrets, and he was megala those secrets. Be'ikir, he did this by the shiurim that he gave at night. He used to give every night a shiur in Gemara, al pi chassidus, after Chatzos HaLaila. The seder was that a gaba used to come in to the Bismedish, the Olam sat in the Bismedish and waited, and they used to prepare prepared the Gemara over there, few daf. The Gabbai came in with two licht. And afterwards, the Mashaloyach walked in with the Gemara, sat down. And that's when he taught the secrets of the Gemara. A lot of the shtickles we have today in the Mashaloyach, on the Shas in the back, and a lot of the Zachim. And so you do all that, the coin of Lublin, Rav Tzadik HaKohen, when he fell into Ishbitzah, when he came to Ishbitzah, he happened to chance upon that shir at night. And that's what caught him. The secrets that were discovered then, that's what caught him, and that's what was Makarav him to Chassidus Bechlal and to Ishbitzah Befrat. That's Yidua. So what we get to Mamish over here, it's very interesting. If you read through all these Achim over here, it's very, very interesting. It's a lot of big Arichos over here, but it's very, very interesting the way he brings down the Gevaldik Tkuf of the Meir Shaloyach. And Stam is interesting that the Orchas Chaim doesn't mention Bechlal the 13 years that he was in Kotsk. He just mentions that he was 13 years, he was Benista, he was hidden. Until the Zman came, Tofresh, the Aleph Hashishi, the year Tofresh, then of them state in Zerah Kodesh, that the Mayonois HaChochma going to open up the year Tofresh. That was the year that he became Rebbe, beginning of Tofresh. That's when he was Megal himself. Because the Orchas Chaim understood the way the Orchas Chaim understood the Kufa, Hagamat Yidu Azichi was a Talmud, a Chosid of the Kotsk, but he was different than all other Talmidim in Kotsk. All other Talmidim, Chedush Arim, Rav Henoch of Alexander, the Chule, they were all Chassidim, regular Chassidim, Menashura. The Ishbitza always had a different Maimid in Kotsk than everyone else. And for that reason, Bechlal, the Kotsk Rebbe himself, sent him all the Ingalite that came to Kotsk, he sent them all to the Ishbitza. He was the head of the Chabura. He was Misasik with all the Ingalites. Rabbi Leibel Eger B'Soicham. That's Rabbi Leibel Eger got close to the Ishbitzit because he was Misasik. He was always a Talmud Chove. He always had his Mahalach, his Shita, within Kotsk. And it's safe to say that Lechayre, the reason why he left Kotsk, it's one out of two. The Velt, there's two Zdodim in the Velt why Ma'ir Shaloyach left Kotsk. Some people venture to say that the reason why he left Kotsk is because he wanted to start fearing himself. He was ready to start his own anhoge, his own shita, and the shita didn't stem with Kotsk, so he went and he opened up his own chayt, his own place. Others say, forget, he was in Kotsk. But the Maisa, the matzav got over there too, very, very difficult, because the Kotsk Rebbe wasn't misasik with the Ingalite at all, only with the Bnei Aliyah, only with the top people. And the Meir Shaloyach says, like he said, Chassidim need a Rebbe, Nishkan Malach. And the emes is that both of them are true. Both of them are true. Even in Kotsk, he had his own mahalach. Ishbit wasn't mahalach, his mahalach on Tov Reish. He had his mahalach before. He began to be megalit on a much larger scale in the year Tov Reish, but he had his mahalach before. And also the fact that the Kotsk wasn't Oisik and the Zachas, all these things came together and culminated finally in the year Tov Reish when he felt that he can't hold himself back anymore. And Vidor Chaim says that that was the year of Shteit Mechazal and Zohar Kodesh, that will be Mayonis HaChochma going to open up. And that's when Mayonis HaChochma opened up and he opened up his own thing and just didn't work anymore. He couldn't be there anymore and start giving out his own thing. So both of them, Be'etzem HaTshuva, both of them came together and culminated into one Zach. And From when he began Tov Reish to start speaking, that was non-stop until the end. For over 13 years straight, he was Megala and Megala and Megala with all the Schwachkeiten that he had. He was Megala Gevaldike Geluyim. And we have a Ma'at Me'ma'at. What we have in front of Beyonce, the two Chalakim and Meir Shaloyach is just a small amount of the Torah that the Ishbitzah spoke all those years. We weren't Zoyche to have everything, but a small amount. B'siyankiv, as to a certain extent, was marchiv and brought a much larger tiefkeit in the Meir Shaloyach's Torah. And he's talking that a lot of it was be'etzim for the Meir Shaloyach himself, that over the years that he said, but it wasn't written down b'shmoy from the Meir Shaloyach. So whoever has a chance can read through what the Orchas Chaim himself writes on the Meir Shaloyach's Gevalde Gezach. Okay.
What was the main nekuda that the Ishbitzah was different from the Kotzker?
For all the main the Kuda Dijma is different than Kotsk. Is that so? P. Pashtis, both of them had a sharp kite. Both of them were sharp. Both of them had the Givaldike Bikush MS to go after the MS. But if you want to just give it out in a nutshell, just in 1 minute, because it's late, it's just in 1 minute, the Bikush MS of the Kotska was with on the Kitsonius to think. In other words, very extreme. The MS is in a certain box, and that's it. Anyone else that's not in that box of MS doesn't have a shaykhis. That's why he said, just give me 10 people that are willing, that I'm asking to go up on a rooftop, scream at Hashem while they came, and I don't need anything more than that. The Ishbitz, to a certain extent, went even deeper than that. He went even more, not less, even more into the MS. And once you go even deeper to the MS, into the Pnim, to the deep recesses of a Yiddish and the Shama, over there, you finally reach a space where it's very, very wide. The Ishbitz was able to be soivul much more than the Kotzke was, because he reached even a deeper place where it's much wider. So you do it, Archas Chaim, when he sent away Chassidim, there were Chassidim by the Meshloach and the Besyankiv, and he sent them away. He couldn't be saved certain things. So people asked him, you think you're bigger than your father, than your grandfather, you're sending away these Chassidim? So he said, Fakert, I'm not bigger than them. My father and grandfather were so great. They were able to be civil to them. They were able to have them also. They didn't bother them. They were able to understand every single person. I'm not on that level. That's why you have to send them away. So to a certain extent, that was the difference between the Ishbitz and the Kotzke. The Kotzke, the Emes was a certain Emes, and that's it. Nothing beyond that. He couldn't be civil anything beyond that. Everything else is false. But the Ishbitz went even deeper. And then when he reached deeper into the Panemius of Yiddish and Neshama, over there the Emes changes according to every single person. Every person has his mahalach, has his emes. Over there, it's a very wide place. It's a very wide space. And a lot can fit in. Because every single yid has his type of emes, his tafkid and his avodah that no one else can fulfill, like the Meshulech writes in the Sfarim all the time. And that's where the Torah of Ishbitz came about. Because he got much deeper. So over there, he was able to expand already. The Kotzke was a little bit less, and he wasn't able to expand. Okay, Chis Yugin Alani Makal Yisrael, the Eibush Helfen is Chis in the Maish Loyal, so make it Zanev and Zale, and whoever has a chance can look through it. Beis Hashem, okay. Call to Bagit Nehem Shabbos Yidin.